intro.
Today we're going to talk about appendicitis. You know, I've had patients call and they're like, I think it's the appendix. And all of a sudden they're like, oh, you know what? That pain kind of went away. That is actually the most critical time, because usually that's when an appendix has perforated, which is a very different treatment plan than having an appendectomy where they just take the appendix out. So we're going to talk about that and what are the symptoms and signs of appendicitis. Talk to you soon. Stay and take a listen.
Welcome, buddy, to another edition of Everyday Health Hacker. I'm Mike Herzing, along with a young lady here, Dr. Lisa Liao.
Hello, and welcome back, everyone. Thanks for listening, and we hope you subscribe.
Yes, we do. Dr. Liao is Chief Medical Officer at the Meridian Health Center, Health Institute, right here in Sugar Land, Texas. And our goal is to give you information that you need to make informed health decisions. And we've got a big one here. This is all about your appendix,
yes,
and appendicitis,
yes,
and all those things that I can't spell.
No, it's okay.
It's not a spelling test.
So I always share with people, you know, they'll call and they'll say, you know, my stomach hurts. And as a physician, you know, the first thing that we're going to ask, is it on the right side, left side, or is it in the middle? And if it's on the right side, it's treated very differently. And we will, you know, we hope that it's, you know, especially if it's female, we hope it's just an ovarian cyst. But sometimes it's the appendix.
Oops.
And we've actually had quite a few cases this summer of appendicitis. And what's interesting is that, you know, just because you get to the operating room for an appendectomy, that can only occur if the appendix has not perforated. And perforation means that there's so much inflammation that the appendix starts to leak. And when it leaks, it's bacteria leaking into your peritoneum, which means your abdominal area. And that can cause some severe, a severe illness called septicemia, which means basically you have bacteria in your bloodstream, and is very serious, and people can end up in the ICU.
That's or worse.
Or they can die.
Yeah, that could be.
Yes.
That would be the other one.
Yes, but, that would be the worst outcome.
You know, if you're out there in the middle of nowhere hiking or camping or things like that, that's when it's
critical.
It's really bad.
Yes.
So, tell us, what are the symptoms of just a pain in your stomach?
So a lot of times for the symptoms, it's just fever, nausea, vomiting, and pain that is colicky. When I say colicky, that means it comes and it goes. And people will call, and then all of a sudden they'll say, oh, you know what? It kind of went away. I feel better. And that, as a physician, we're like, no, you need to get to the emergency room. We need to do an ultrasound or a CT and find out what's going on. Because, again, if it has perforated, we can't go in and take the appendix out. If it's perforated, usually we stick a tube and we start draining the pus from your stomach, mm-hmm, until your white blood cell count goes to a low level so that they can go in safely and do surgery, because we don't want to have you opened up with bacteria just going,
sure,
everywhere. I mean, that's dangerous. And granted, you know, surgeons, that's what they do. Plastic surgeons, especially general surgeons, go in and they clean that area out, not only just taking the appendix, but they're going to wash the insides out to try and help sterilize that area, put you on antibiotics, on IV antibiotics, mm-hmm, for a while, and then you'll be on oral antibiotics. And, you know, right now, in fact, I have a patient that had her appendix out on Thursday, called on Saturday saying, I'm still having pain. I'm like, get yourself right back in there. And what happened is that she developed an abscess after the appendicitis. So the appendix was out, but obviously the appendix leaked enough to where, you know, the body is so smart because it walled off where the infection was. So they were able to, you know, as patients, they thought, oh, they'll just go back in, they'll clean it up. And they're like, no, we're going to stick a tube inside the stomach and you're going to have that tube sticking out for a little while. It's a drain.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to drain the all of the pus that's in there because that's the infection.
Oh, yeah.
And go on antibiotics. And, you know, she spent 24 hours, I'm going to say 36 hours in the hospital. And her white blood cell, she went in at 17. When she was discharged, it came into a 9, which that's good because it's going down. That means we're getting rid of it. And then we'll see if the body takes care of it, which is the drainage of it. What's really interesting about how the body walls off types of bacteria is that many times it's an anaerobic bacteria. And what that means is that the bacteria does not like oxygen. If it has oxygen, then that bacteria dies. So when you put a drain in, you're introducing, one, oxygen. Number two, a way to relieve the pressure. So, and then with antibiotics, you know, it's, we're kicking that bacteria's butt by different ways right. of doing that. And then, of course, I always say you have to rest. And when I say rest, that means do not get on your computer. Don't watch a serious documentary. I just want you to rest. Rest your mind, rest your body, so that your body can do all that it can to restore itself and improve.
Well, going around with those tubes sticking out of your stomach is not fun.
Yes.
I've done it.
Yes.
So it wasn't fun. So, question.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times you have these symptoms. Your body does this a week ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, and you just kind of go, I've never done that before. And
correct.
You just ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
And your body's telling you you've got something wrong.
Yeah, a lot of people ignore it because they have high pain tolerances.
Right.
And you know, and that's where I share, you know, if you have pain, pay attention to it. And there's a difference between chronic pain and acute pain. You can have chronic pain all the time have acute pain on top of that, which we call an exacerbation. Those are different definitions of pain. And we have to know the difference. You know, I've had many of people that had chronic back pain, and they're like, this is different. And then they have an acute herniation on top of their previous two surgeries that they had, causing the chronic back pain. So, you know, it's important that you listen to your body and discuss with your doctor, is it sharp? Is it shooting? How long does it last? We're going to ask you all these questions so that we can help to define if that's something that needs to go to the emergency room or if that's something that we'll see you same day or in a day or two.
Right. I mean, it's not you go to one of these emergency centers that we were just talking about on one of our last broadcasts.
And that's where you want a level one emergency center, not a level five, because a level five is just an urgent care, gives you antibiotics. A level one is where they can actually do surgery. They have an ICU. They probably have a helicopter that lands on their building.
There we go. We need one of those. You should
well,
be
we do.
That.
We have two of them here in Sugar Land.
Well, you know, the hot setup is just realize that if something hurts, never hurt before, pay attention.
Pay attention to it.
And just go, if not, just register it here. And if it bothers you for a couple days, call your primary care physician and say, you know, just want to mention that I have this.
Right.
Call their nurse practitioner, and just say, I just want to mention this. And they may say, well, you might want to come in and let's just check this.
Yes.
Check a couple things.
And a lot of times we'll send them directly for a CT scan or an ultrasound before they even come in because we're that concerned that we need to move forward on the
right.
diagnostics. And let's be real honest here. If it's a Thursday afternoon, we're going into Friday, I really don't want the weekend crew taking care of you at the hospital.
I want the Monday through Thursday
crew taking care of you.
Yeah.
So that's where I'll say, I need you to go now, and this is what. And we can do a stat CT where the radiologist will actually call us while they're still there and say, this is what's going on. And then we can directly admit them.
Sure.
And get it all coordinated very quickly.
It's not bad. I mean, you'll be jabbing their sides and doing these kind of things and just checking out.
And that's really interesting that you say that because a lot of people think that we're jabbing. And we're actually
not jabbing.
We're actually putting pressure on your stomach.
Right, that's what I mean. Sorry.
And when we're letting it go, if you jump off the table, that means you have liquid where it shouldn't be.
Oh, there we go.
And that's inflammation. And that's what we're doing. We call that rebound.
I didn't mean.
Okay. Yeah. So we're not
manipulating.
Poking. Maybe we'll poke, you know, him, give him a hard time.
Sure, make me suffer. Sure, that's not a problem.
But that's what we're doing.
We're best friends.
Because we're
it's
not
okay.
supposed to have rebound.
We're family. It works that way.
We are. We're all family here. So
and,
it's really important that if you're having acute pain, if you are colicky, if you are doubled over and you're having to grab your stomach, that is something that needs immediate attention. Don't wait. Give your doctor a call or give us a call or go directly to the emergency room.
Could be appendicitis. Could be a bowel.
It could
exploding,
be.
Which
and
I've
usually
had.
If it's a bowel, it's going to be, usually it's on the left side. And usually it starts with diverticulitis,
mm-hmm.
and that is something that antibiotics can treat very quickly. But if the pain increases, I want you to go to a level one, because if it does perforate, that can be very serious.
Yeah, I know all about that.
Yes.
So,
and that will be another episode coming up soon.
Yeah, it's a really bad one. I'll tell you that. All right, folks. If you have any questions, please send us an email, info@everydayhealthhacker.com, and I promise you that the young doctor here will be glad to answer it.
And we hope that you will subscribe, leave a comment, and like our page. Have a blessed day, and we'll see you next week.